Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician. I would be interested to just like go into your DMs one day and just see what it looks like. Like, I'm curious. Like, I know because you like share a little bit, yeah. But I don't think you share like how much is actually in there, like what people are saying, what they're not saying. Like, I'm just curious.
There's so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say the same thing about like going into your like email, like going into your inbox, right, kind like, of, I guess. But like, Haley's asking this because I was having her read a couple screenshots of questions that you guys asked me because you guys ask me great questions, mm-hmm. and I feel like it brings up like a really great conversation and topics to have on the podcast. So yeah. We're going to be answering a few of your questions.
Exactly.
But Haley was reading it and she's like, do you get like a lot of these long messages? I'm like, yeah, like a lot.
Yeah. It's like your whole life story, but people just want to share because they're connecting with you, which I think is so cool. Like that's why you do the things you do.
For sure. I mean, sometimes it can be overwhelming and I open it and I'm like, ugh, and then I'll click unread and then like go back to it when I have time.
Yeah.
Because here's how I work when it comes to like emails, text messages, mm-hmm. DMs, mm-hmm. like I'm a curious little kitten and mm-hmm. like I have to open it and see what it is. And I'm like, is this something I can reply like, yes, no, thank you, you're welcome to?
Yeah.
Or is this something I forward to Haley or I forward to customer service uh-huh. or I forward to sales? Uh-huh. Or is this something that like I'm going to answer on the podcast or I have to give like a really in-depth answer?
Yeah. There's like lots of subcategories.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm the type that I'll go through, I'll just scan everything. It's like, yes, no, mm-hmm. thank you, mm-hmm. you're welcome.
Yeah.
Love you. Yeah. Hard eyes. Like, do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because I try and do my best to answer everybody or as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And then with the long ones, it's usually like, hey, like I'm going to try and answer this on the podcast mm-hmm. or I try and direct people to like a reel or a blog or a podcast. But like, you know, there's only so much as I can do as like one human being. And like, right. I feel like we make all this content so you guys can like learn and mm-hmm. listen to it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean at this point in my career that I can answer every single person like individually.
Right.
I used to try and do that, but it literally just like killed my soul. And then I would get frustrated.
Because
I'm like, I've answered this like 10 times.
Yeah.
I should have like a copy and paste.
Right.
But that's not really how I work. Like I like to like give like personal like advice.
Yeah.
That's why I think the podcast is so great.
Right. And I mean, that's also why you can redirect people. That's why like I love the private Facebook group because you guys are asking each other questions, answering each other's questions. It's a resource for you to use for that exact reason.
For sure. Which I just realized, like I haven't been into the private Facebook group this week. So sorry, guys. I try and monitor it. So if you asked a question, it might be a little bit behind because my phone got stolen last weekend.
Whoops.
Which was actually really nice to not have a phone for a few days. I lost it like Friday night / Saturday morning and uh-huh. I got a phone Tuesday. Like I went into the store and the girl's like, you haven't had a phone since like Friday night. Like I went to a festival. I went to Beyond Wonderland and she's like, I would have left Beyond Wonderland. Like I wouldn't have gone the second day. I'm like, seriously? That's actually really sad to me.
That is sad. Was she young?
Yeah, like her and this guy, like they were younger. They must have been younger than me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, seriously, you were that attached to your phone? I was like, I felt free. And okay, number one, I was with my husband mm-hmm. and friends.
Yeah.
So I was okay.
Yeah.
Number two, like inside the festival, there was no reception.
Great.
And then number three, I'm like, oh, now I just get like a little vacation from my phone.
Right. It was probably kind of nice.
It was like Brandon texts Haley and mom and dad and my friends like, hey, Casey doesn't have her phone. And I was like, bye, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really expecting to hear from you much anyway. It
was the weekend anyhow. And like, I was even more like fully present. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sad because I lost a couple videos and pictures, but everyone else took like a million, so it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyhow, I'll be back in the private Facebook group. Like, well, by the time you listen to this, already be back in.
Yes.
I just got to get my login. But yeah, the DMs are wild, guys. The DMs are wild.
I know. I need to stalk in there one day. I'm just so curious.
You could see everything in there.
Yeah.
Mostly like positive. Lots of questions, uh-huh. some great feedback.
Yeah.
Where do you get the towels? You
know. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Link in bio.
copy paste. Butterfly emoji,
heart emoji. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we launch our new product.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's here. Like, I can't believe it.
I know.
I'm like nervous.
I know. What if no one buys them?
Why do I get so nervous every time?
Because it's like, I don't know. It's like you're having a baby, you're getting married, or I don't know. Yeah,
and then I'm like scared the website's going to break or like something weird's going to gosh, I have just so much PTSD from this kind of stuff.
I know.
But I'm trying to make sure everything's dialed in so it's you guys don't have any issues while you're shopping.
It's going to be okay. So these are launching 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wait, did I do that right? Did I do the math right? Yes. I think I did it wrong.
No. Yeah,
that's no, correct. No, it's not.
It's the other way around?
Yeah, it is.
3 a.m.?
Wait.
No.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Okay, so guys, Haley's, if you're in New York, 3 a.m.
If you're on the East Coast, they're going live at 3 a.m. It'll be 6 a.m.
Like, oh, yeah, West you Coast are right. Time. I always do it
if you're mountain time, it's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Yep. So 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
On 4-4. That's tomorrow, April 4th. Mm-hmm. And this is for our Deep Cleanse silicone brush, better than micro. We haven't launched anything in a while, and this is our first, Haley's face, first members first launch.
I'm most excited about that.
Right?
I want to see if you guys just swoop them up.
I'm so curious.
Just swoop them.
I hope you swoop them all up. So if you are not a Glow member, you should really sign up today so that you can be the first to get one of these brushes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have the members first for like a minute.
Yeah. Until we feel like it's been enough time.
Until we feel like it's been enough time. Because we keep adding more benefits to the Glow membership. So just sign up. You go to the website, glowskincarelay.com, become a member, and then you get first dibs on all of our new products now.
It's our new thing.
It's our new thing. And you're getting an automatic discount just for logging in.
It's, yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on. And if you're buying wholesale, then you get even more of a discount. I've been posting the prices, so go check them out on my Instagram. But, like, you're saving money.
Yeah. And you can still use a discount code. Like, they're so, like, they're free.
Hello.
At the end of everything. They're
free. Haley was saying it's like Costco. Like, you're going to go and buy a bunch of toilet paper. Just buy a bunch of silicone brushes because you're going to need them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not right now.
But in the long run,
you're gonna need them.
I'm like, you save so much money doing it that way. So just much. Like how you, like Casey was saying, you buy the toilet paper at Costco. You don't need 800 rolls right now, but you're eventually going to need them. You don't need 20 silicone brushes right now.
But you might.
Well, you might. But you're going to need
them. Yeah, for sure. So
just do it.
Okay, I'll give you the price example. So it's $18.99 for the Deep Cleanse silicone brush. That's if you don't have any coupons and you're not a member. If you are a member and you're buying wholesale, they go down to $10.34 a brush.
That's insane. That's almost half off.
Yeah, so you're basically getting 2-for-1. So you're going to use at least 2 to 4. You should probably have at least 4 in the treatment room. So that means you're doing, you have 2 for each client and then you have a rotation so you can clean them. You guys.
Yeah.
That was another thing when people were asking last week, like, how do you speed up like the process? Like, have multiples of everything. If you have one freaking silicone brush, like, what are you doing? Like, have at least 4 to 6. Okay. And then with those other ones, you can retail them to your clients because your clients can go, holy crap, this feels so good. What is it?
Yeah.
And they can sell it.
Yeah. And if you have multiple rooms that you're, I don't know, maybe you have.
Maybe you have multiple rooms. Maybe you need 6 in your treatment room and you want 2 at home. You want to give a couple as gifts. This is a good, like, you know, first time client gift. These are good gifts to save for the holidays.
Yeah.
So, but I really think, like, if you're looking to increase revenue without having to see more clients, start retailing. And these are like such an easy thing to retail.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy them wholesale for $10 and then you can retail them for $18.99 or even more.
Yeah. Sell it for whatever you're comfortable with. Yeah. It doesn't matter to us.
Doesn't matter to us, but whatever. I wouldn't go less than $18.99.
No.
You know?
You can definitely go more though.
Definitely. And it's a high quality. It's a nice big piece of silicone. They're durable. They're flexible. These are going to last you easy to clean.
Easy to use.
They're going
to
last you a long freaking time. So, tomorrow.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. East Coast. That's so funny. I know. We did the math wrong.
That's okay. I'm still into it.
Right?
Yeah. I already set my alarm.
I mean, I know some of you East Coasters are like listening. They'll listen to the podcast like as soon as it goes live at like midnight, like East Coast time.
Great. Then they only have to wait 3 hours.
You guys will be like sitting there waiting.
Have your mushroom coffee while you're waiting.
Have your mushroom coffee. Okay, so I'm pulling up a question and I'm going to have Haley read this.
Bear with me, you guys.
You're better than I am.
Am I?
I think so.
Okay, you guys let us know who's
you were doing great reader. Before we were recording, so you're going to do great again. Just thank no you. Pressure.
No pressure. Okay. This is from House of Wax STL. Hey, ladies. Hey, girl. I love the pod and look forward to listening every week. As a solo esthetician, I really appreciate the content you make and all that you are doing for the community. You're welcome. And thank you for saying that. Lately, I've noticed a trend in some of my clients rescheduling their appointments multiple times in a row. Basically, as soon as my confirmation texts go out, 48 and 24 hours before their appointment time, they are rescheduling to the next week or so on. Although I understand they are not technically doing anything wrong or breaking my cancellation policy, I find myself a little bit frustrated each time it happens. Understandable. I try to be empathetic because you never know what's going on in someone's life. Plus, I know this is something that is common in our industry. Still, I was hoping you could give some insight as to how you handle it when it happens, because I'm sure many others have experienced it too. Girl, you know it. Thanks again for everything you both do and for taking the time to read this message. XOXOXO, Jade. We love you back, Jade.
Okay.
Oh, Jade.
Oh, Jade.
You're right. This is just part of the industry, and this just is kind of
it's just how annoying, life goes. Guys. And honestly, it's just like part of the gig. Mm-hmm.
You know why this is happening. What is happening is you're sending the reminder, uh-huh. and then the client is remembering, oh, I need to reschedule that because Timmy has baseball practice now, or I'm feeling sick, or
whatever it is.
It doesn't matter. Your reminder is reminding them to cancel, reschedule, whatever.
Right.
Which is super annoying for you.
Yeah.
But
it's just part of it. Like, really, I no see way around it. Estheticians, mm-hmm. I see service providers complaining about this all the time. Mm-hmm. My suggestion to you is to, number one, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was you, mm-hmm. and you had to reschedule, because you know you have, we've all rescheduled
yes.
a haircut.
Yes.
We have all rescheduled a massage. Mm-hmm. Like, things come up. Mm-hmm. And I really think this is like a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. I was trying to say it as one word. Mindset. It's a mindset. Sounds like maybe it's a bad word, but it's a mindset shift.
Yeah.
You know,
here's the thing.
If this was happening multiple times,
like if they're doing it every week.
Yeah. If Susan comes in and it's been like 4 weeks and she keeps rescheduling, mm-hmm. then you could just take her off the schedule. You could take people off the schedule, period, if you wanted to. But
yes.
you have to have some understanding of like people's lives, you know?
Totally.
It's just like part of the game.
Yeah.
Again, if they're doing it multiple times, then you go, okay, Susan's literally rescheduled for the past 3 weeks, every 48 hours before. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't even know if she's going to come in, because we all have those like weird flaky clients who just like keep rescheduling. Mm-hmm.
But you could also call and be like, hey, Susan, I've noticed you've rescheduled, you know, 17 weeks in a row.
Like, I need to know if you're going to come in for this. If not, like, I can't let you reschedule again.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to do that.
For sure.
And she might say, okay. And then she makes it to her next appointment, or, you know, that's the end of your relationship with Susan.
Right. But it's a mindset shift, you guys. Mm-hmm. There's a 48-hour cancellation policy for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's to allow them to reschedule.
Yeah.
Like, end of story.
Right.
And I get it. It's frustrating, but like, that's unfortunately like part of life. I just realized it's raining outside.
Yeah. Like, no. When we just started. I know it was sunny when we sat down and now it's raining.
Yeah. I'm like, anything else on this? Like, they're not doing anything wrong.
No, they're not.
They're following the policy. You're allowed to feel frustrated.
Absolutely.
You are.
Yeah.
You are allowed. Mm-hmm. But I do see, and it's not everybody, I don't know if it's Jade or not. It sounds like she has a really good attitude.
She does.
But I do see people going onto Instagram and bitching. That's not what you should be doing.
No.
Take that opportunity to deep clean your room, mm-hmm. to work on social media, to find other ways to grow your clientele, mm-hmm. to write your thank you cards, to take a break,
yeah.
to have some lunch,
right.
to take a walk, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you just, is just part of it.
Yeah.
I know we all want to like jam pack our 20 appointments, not have one sip of water or breath of air and then like get home.
Yeah.
But that is not a healthy way to practice being an esthetician.
It's not.
It's just not.
Yeah.
So Jade.
Sorry, girl.
Sorry. Again, if it's happening multiple times, then you might have a conversation or not let them book. But other than that, like, or you can change your policy.
You can.
You could.
But I don't know if you want to do that either.
No, you need to be a reasonable human being. You want people to be reasonable with you.
Uh-huh.
You need to be reasonable back. So mm-hmm. put yourself in their shoes.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully that kind of helped.
I mean, I think so. I'm like, what other? I don't think I have another solution.
No, there isn't.
No, it's just part of life.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So, and then we had Tammy send me a DM and she was saying, you know, she's excited about the new product. And she said what caught her attention was how I was sharing that I've like slowed down using hydrodermabrasion mm-hmm. and microdermabrasion mm-hmm. and how like overexfoliated people are. Mm-hmm. Like people are just overexfoliated in general.
Yeah.
And she said it raised like a few questions for her.
Mm.
She said, where do I stand with chemical peels? Mm-hmm. She's like still in school and she's learning about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I was still practicing a full clientele, given my move in the direction regarding modalities, what would my services look like?
Okay, great.
So I think those are both really good questions.
Yeah.
Where do I stand with chemical peels?
Mm-hmm.
Chemical peels are such like a broad category, mm-hmm. a broad termination, mm-hmm. A broad term. Wow. I'm fine.
No, I love it. Hilarious.
Termination. No, we're not terminating the cockroaches.
Peels.
Yeah, we're not terminating them.
Yeah,
I'm not terminating them.
No,
okay.
They're not terminated.
It's a broad term. I'm just over here cracking myself up. It's a broad term. You can't put them all in one category.
Yeah.
Just like you couldn't put all skincare in one category.
Right.
You can put all estheticians in one category.
Right.
You know? There are so many different kinds of chemical peels.
There's levels.
There's so many levels. There's grades. They're so complex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even for example, from like a 50%, this is crazy, a 50% glycolic chemical peel that I was using like back, you know, almost 20 years ago
mm-hmm.
to like the chirally corrected, you know, lactic acid and pomegranate peel that I'm using from cosmetics like nowadays, like
mm-hmm.
you can't put them all in one basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it depends on the peel. Do I think peels are great? They can be.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it depends on the peel? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it depends on the skin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still use chemical peels on myself and in my treatment room? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have been using cosmetics skincare peels for about 12 years. I also love Olga Lorenzen's. She's mm-hmm. got her 3-step like red carpet peel.
Mm-hmm.
I was trained back in the day in like VI peels, the SkinCeutical peels. So like a lot of medical grade, clinical grade peels. Those are great. I'm not a huge, huge fan of the ones that have like, you know, like a full week of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like I err on the side of like less inflammation than more inflammation.
You're into like a flaking off situation.
I'm into a flaking off, not like maybe like a small chunk.
Yeah.
But not like where like the sheets are coming off. And only I've done those. I think they're great. I've also done them on clients.
Yeah.
But I think two things. I think clients have an unrealistic expectation a lot of times when they're getting like a full crazy peel and their whole face falls off. They uh-huh. think they're going to have like a new face.
Yeah.
Which sometimes they do, but you know.
Yeah.
And the like the risk factor,
mm.
like you're sending this person home and like, do you really trust them that they're not going to pick it off?
It's a raw face.
Because most of them or a lot of them do. 50% of them do.
Mm-hmm.
I came across so many of that.
Yeah.
Like I was one of the first estheticians back in the day doing those VI peels when they first came out.
Uh-huh.
And you lecture your freaking client and you tell them and it's bad and no and sunscreen mm-hmm. and don't pick.
No.
And no, no. And then they come home and they're like, I picked it off.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, now you might have scarred yourself more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But when you see that little flap flapping in the wind, you just have to leave
it. Cut it. And especially for my new Estes who are still in school, I think chemical peels are something great to eventually add into your services, but it shouldn't be your main focus right now. Your main focus right now should be really whatever actually you want it to be. But like if you're going to school to like do facials, like just learn how to do like a basic facial. We're not trying to do 20 advancements yet.
Yeah, you can always add on.
You're going to add on.
Yeah, but get a good foundation and then you can build on top of that.
It literally took me years to feel comfortable with peels. And then it took me even more years to feel comfortable with cosmetic skincare peels, even though I'd been using them. Like now I could like recite them in my head and I know what's best for each client, but it took me so long. In the beginning, it can feel so overwhelming. So one step in front of the other, other, try not to overwhelm yourself, which I know is so hard to do, especially like if you're in school, if you're straight out of school, but I guess the long answer, the short answer to this is like, I do like chemical peels.
Yeah.
Depending on
100 factors.
100 factors.
But generally, yes.
When
you're doing them.
When I'm doing them. Yeah. I'm doing them.
Yep.
Okay. And then she said, if I was still practicing, which I am still practicing, I just don't have a full clientele anymore. What direction am I going? I'm still using a ton of modalities.
A million.
You guys see, or maybe you don't see as much. Maybe I need to share even more on my reels. I feel like I share a lot on my reels and in my stories on Instagram, like what I'm doing.
But they might need to see even more.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you need to see even more.
Yeah.
Let me give you like my kind of like go-to core facial at this point.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Walk us through it.
You know, Glow Herbal Steam in the steamer. Right now I've been using the Quad 4-in-1 from Spawn Equipment and the Platinum Multifunction Machine, which has a steamer from Spawn Equipment. Use code Casey. So I'm steaming. Then I'm cleansing. I'm exfoliating with those deep cleanse silicone brushes. I'm doing extractions, manual extractions. That's what I prefer. I do use the Cosmo Glow light. It's like that arched light. I only use it for like video and filming. I hate it for anything else.
Yeah, it's very bright, especially in the facial.
It's very
bright.
It's very aggressive. I will use it for extractions. I do have a less expensive one in my Amazon shop. So we'll link that. And they're great for videos. From there, I'm like, what am I doing?
After extractions, probably then
Doing a mask. I'm doing massage. I might be throwing in some like radio frequency or ultrasonic. I'm doing an oxygen dome. I'm using the oxygen sprayer. I love LED. I think LED is great for everyone. Most of these things are like good for everyone. LED. I am obsessed with the hot cold hammer. That's also from Spawn Equipment. You can get it attached to like multi machines. I have the Supra 5-in-1, which has LED, ultrasonic. It does have a microdermabrasion, but I don't use it a lot. It's got the hot cold hammer. Am I missing anything? I think that's it. It's got two ultrasonic handles, like one for the eye and one for the face. So I use that a lot.
I think that's it.
We use high frequency.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, a little bit of microcurrent. I do have a skin scrubber, but again, it's like not my jam. A hot towel cabbie, but that's not really something you're like putting on their face, but it is, you know.
It's part of
it's a tool.
Yeah.
Those are like my core things. I do have the hydrodermabrasion, but I don't use it a lot. Cold rolling, duh. Tiger's eye, reflexology, gua sha, yes. Facial cupping, yes. Those are kind of like my core things. I do have one of those like Oxygeneos, and I think it's decent, but I wouldn't recommend someone spending $10,000 on it. I just wouldn't.
$10,000?
$10,000. I think it might be even more now.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah. But like, you don't have to have all these modalities to be an amazing esthetician.
No.
I have all the fun tools. And do I use a lot of them? For sure.
Yeah. But you like using
I like using the tools. Yeah. But none of those that I mentioned are like super aggressive.
No.
You know, it's just like an oxygen dome, an oxygen sprayer, a high frequency to like kill some bacteria, like the steamer. Like, it's just all part of the experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the things that I use.
Some of them.
I would say that's most, like, what other, can you think of any other, like, machines that I'm using at this point? I feel like that's actually most of them.
I guess not. No, it's just all your, like, little tips and tricks and all your little things.
Well, yeah, it's like I use the fan brushes to apply the gel mask before I scrub with the silicone brushes. And I have the mini cold rollers that I use. I have the big cold rollers. Mm-hmm. I use two at a time, two minis, two big cold rollers. I'm using a tiger's eye gua sha. I'm using a regular gua sha. I'm massaging with my hands. Then I'm using the cupping. Then I might use, like, aromatherapy, a sound bowl. Like, I'm extensive in other ways.
Casey loves things.
I love things. I mean, that's what I was talking about last week. Like, I love all the things.
Yeah.
You could simplify, but I think all the things, all the details are, like, what make you, like, original and a good esthetician.
Totally.
You know?
It's like showing your flair.
Show your flair, honey. Right? And a lot of the things that I did mention don't cost a lot of money. Like, a sound bowl isn't expensive. Like, our tiger's eye gua sha is not expensive. Mm-hmm. The silicone brushes, not expensive. Mm-hmm. That's why I made all these things, you guys.
Yeah.
So you have simple yet effective modalities that you can use in your treatment room. And they're all multifunctional. Everything that we've made is multifunctional.
Literally.
And, like, take your time. It's like when you put the hot towel on, that's a time to do the hot towel massage, not just slap it on and wipe it off.
Yeah.
Make everything, slow down and make everything an experience.
Yes.
But yeah, that's kind of my...
That's your get down.
That's kind of my get down.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what else I could say on that. Right?
I think that answers
that. That kind of is what my services look like.
Yeah.
Will you guys let me know? I really need your feedback. Sometimes I ask questions and it's like crickets, and sometimes it's like, everyone's responding.
Yeah.
Will you tell me on my latest Instagram post if you want to see me post, like, more full facials? Mm. Because I, like, chop it up where I'm like just showing you the towels or like just showing you the cleanse or like just showing you the massage. Like, do you want to see, like, a full rundown?
Yeah, maybe. If that's helpful.
Will you let me know?
Yeah.
I could record a full facial and like put it somewhere. Maybe that's something we, like, add for our members only, or maybe that's something I'm putting on YouTube or Instagram. Yeah.
No, I love that.
Okay. Will you let me know if you feel like it would help you? I think it would.
Yeah.
The only reason that I don't is because it's not the only, like, facial. There's just so many options.
I know.
So I just don't
mood and the person and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I just don't want to, like, you to, like, restrict yourselves because you saw me, like, do something once.
This is the way we have to do it. This is how Casey does it.
Yeah.
No,
this is the way.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. We've been speaking for a half an hour now.
Yeah. And if you're in New York, then you only have 2 hours and 30 minutes left.
2 hours and 30 minutes until our deep cleanse silicone brush launches on glowskincarelay.com.
Yep. I'm doing it.
Haley's going to push go.
I'm going to push go.
Also, again, just a reminder, most of the machines that I was talking about, you can find at spaandequipment.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you use code Casey, K-A-S-E-Y, for an additional 5% off. Mm-hmm. We love them. And make sure you're following me on Instagram at Glow Skin Carolay.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast. And make sure you're commenting and liking and sharing and doing all the things. And your comments are entering you for us to stock your treatment room with amazing goodies.
Amazing goodies like cosmetic skincare and glow skincare tools and towels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, we will see you next week. We love you.
Bye.